Kent is a place where you can find a steady job making airplanes for Boeing or pepperoni sticks for Oberto. It also has a reputation as a cheap place to live. Now, that's changing. We're starting to see prosperity emerge in neighborhoods once dogged by poverty and crime. But that prosperity comes at a cost. We're at a brand new strip mall in the heart of Kent. A truck backs up to a butcher shop. The driver opens the back and pulls out a goat carcass. This butcher doesn't sell beef or pork out of deference to his Hindu and Muslim customers. That's the first of many signs that this is no ordinary strip mall.
This concept, this place, is like my baby. I love it. The way I want it, I'm building it that way.
Sam Virk is building this strip mall for the immigrant community that lives here in Kent, the community that he's a part of. The butcher shop here is just one piece of a bigger project. There's a ballroom people can rent, a boutique that sells custom saris, a Hindu astrologer, an Indian grocery store.
I want to put it a radio station here, this one.
A radio station?
Yes, a radio station, because our Indian community, they don't have a radio station. I may need your help.
Kent is a place where historically, at least in some neighborhoods, low rents have allowed people like Virk and other immigrants to get a toehold, just a toehold on the American dream. It's a dream that has sometimes seemed very far away to Virk. As a young adult, he worked long hours doing things like managing 7-Elevens and driving limousines. One night, his limo got stuck in the snow on the side of the road.
I was praying to the God, so please help me tonight because I was shivering really bad. I had a really bad fever that night, and I was worried about my car gas too. Don't go low because of snow if I stuck, so I cannot turn on the heat.
After 5 hours, the snow got slushy enough that he felt safe driving home. He collapsed on the bed at around 5 a.m., just as his wife rose for her job at the hospital.
That incident I can't forget in my life.
But now Sam Virk is a prosperous developer, a big shot around here. Depressed rents and home prices helped him get there, along with hard work and a strong community of immigrant entrepreneurs. And now that community's showing signs of prosperity, and that appears to be driving the rents higher. In fact, rents here have been rising faster than just about every other place in the county. Not everybody can pay those higher rents. At the senior center just down the road, John Werner is playing canasta with a buddy.
It's hard shuffling cars when there are two different sized decks.
There's a dance going on in the room next door. Werner's been living in Kent for the last 3 years.
It's not bad. It's a nice place. The people here are beautiful. They're good people. Some people don't like it, though. They think there's too many rowdies and winos and such, but that's life in the fast lane, I guess.
When Werner moved here, he had a job at a plastics factory and an apartment he could afford. Then the job evaporated, and he lost the apartment. He's looking now for a new place so he can rebuild.
There's a lot of places available, but the question is, can you afford it?
I told Werner about Sam Virk and how Kent's low cost of living helped him get ahead. Werner said times have changed.
You know, there's people out there that own these places, and all they're interested in is the bottom dollar. They don't care if the place is bad or anything, you know.
At his age, Werner says all he needs is a safe, respectable place to sleep.
Something that's clean and decent.
And he hopes to have a little money left over to send to his daughter every month.
She's important. That's all there is left of my life is her.
Werner has some buddies here at the senior center who are in the same situation he's in, and they've hatched a plan. They're going to pool their money and rent a place together. Werner says this plan has kindled a little hope inside of him.
My life is getting brighter by the day, actually. You know, I'm feeling good about the way things might turn out.
Things are looking up in Kent. Some of the region's expanding wealth is sticking to people who live here, people who faced a lot of obstacles in life. That's a good thing. But as these neighborhoods slowly rise out of poverty, they're becoming less affordable. And unless people get creative and team up with each other, they could get left out in the cold. In Kent, I'm Joshua McNichols, KUOW News.